Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from Ephesians, the fourth, the following words: Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. This is the text. I checked, and in the whole world, there is only one person that sees life the way I look at it, that agrees with me in everything, that looks just like me. It is the person that looks back at me when I stand in front of a mirror. But the rest of you all think differently, feel differently, see things differently, and you do not look like me at all. Look around you. Is there a copy of you anywhere in the world? Is there anyone that agrees with you with everything that you think? No. We are all original creatures of God, our Heavenly Father. He made us all, and each one is different. Twins, triplets, quadruplets, they are all different despite their very unique origin. But you see, God created us and He made an original of each and every one of us. And it is because of that difference that Paul says, be kind and compassionate, tender-hearted toward one another. We need love if we are to relate to one another. And in the realm of human activity, there is none as complex, as incomprehensible, and as important as human, interhuman relations. We need to tolerate one another. We need to be tender-hearted. We have to give in our human relationships. Our Lord, on the last night when He was with His disciples at the Last Supper in the upper room, said, "A new commandment I give to you, love one another as I have loved you. Just as I loved you, you also must love one another. If you are to get along with one another, you have to give in. You cannot be hard-nosed. You have to be compassionate." The word that we receive here is through the Latin, com with passione, suffering. You suffer with that person. But in Greek, Paul used a word that sounds terrible. Splach, huyu, splach with them, with all around you. Splach is really stomach, the innards, the whole gastric system. That's what you give. You spill your guts for the other person, always in favor. Splach, huyu. Terrible word, beautiful outcome. You have compassion. You go to meet the other person halfway. You serve them. That love is necessary when you want to relate to one another because of the differences within us. So the difference between us is a big problem, but it is also a great source of strength. Because we are all different, we each are made for a different job. We each do our work, and then the whole comes together and functions. I always admire doctors and nurses that can look at blood as I look at a watermelon. It does not faze them. They can work with that. I would faint in the second of the operation. And yet for them, it's business like usual. I admire firemen and policemen and first responders that come to catastrophic scenes and do their work, difficult work, dangerous work, without being fazed. They can look at that disastrous situation and be effective. I have learned from professors to take my emotions and keep them under control, because a bumbling bundle of emotions serves neither God or the church. So you have to learn certain things. That is my gift. But each one of you has a slightly different function in the great household of God. And when we all do our work, the church just goes. That is because we can live with compassion towards one another. It is God. It is God who enabled us. Paul says at the end, as in Christ God has forgiven you, so you forgive each other. Forgive one another. We can do that because we have been forgiven. In being forgiven, God has removed from our world, from our life, death. The price of sin, death, that's removed. Half of the original sin is eliminated at baptism. The guilt for leading the Lamb of God to the cross, that's removed. We are no longer guilty. And the other half of the original sin is that daily sin, that daily corruption, that's brought under control through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is given to you through word, which you are receiving right now, and the sacrament. That's how the Holy Spirit comes to you and strengthens you to please Him and live according to Him. This, visualize this in real life. Real life without Christ is war. I have to look out for number one, me, and you do as you can, because I will not help you. We are born in a state and an attitude of selfishness. But in Christ, we are transformed from takers into givers. Instead of taking advantage of the world, we are a blessing to the world. Because of two things. Life without Christ is war. And in war, you either are attacking or defending yourself. In Christ, He defended us from death and the devil, and the world, and our flesh. He attacked the devil and defeated him. He attacked death and the grave and defeated them when he rose again. So we don't have to defend ourselves and we don't have to attack. What are we going to do now? Twiddle our thumbs until the kingdom comes? No. Now we can be useful. We can lead profitable lives, lives that make a difference in the world, lives that show what happens when Christ comes into your heart. Now there is no more conflict, there is no more war. Now there is harmony and there is work, there is production. Your question is, how can I help you? And then you help one another in love. And if we have to make adjustments, I do every day, then let's do it. It is for our good and happiness and serenity in life. The more we conform our life, the more we say yes to the Holy Spirit, the more happiness we feel in our heart. That underlying quiet joy, that solid foundation. You are not fazed easily by anything. Let the winds blow. You can even walk into the world every morning and say, bring it, because I am founded on the rock of ages that will not move. And that is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Since we have been equipped, by the gospel, by Christ fighting the fight for us, by Christ removing all of the obstacles in our lives, we can live full lives for the benefit of one another. And rather than sitting in judgment and in criticism and harping and carping on each other, let that be gone. Let us live in love, because we have been equipped to live in love. And then, as we do that, let the world observe and say, huh, what do they have that I don't? And when they ask you for the reason for your joy and happiness in life, take your time, make a cup of tea, share it with them, and share the good news. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.